My weekend has been so full that I thought I already had this pre-recorded, and I haven't. And I don't want to throw off my recordings because the ones after this are already set up. So we are doing this now. Okay. Welcome to Cozy Room Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls. I have two daughters who tap dance on my nerves daily, who I love dearly, who I'm always learning, who I'm always trying to be better for. I love them, okay? I don't always enjoy mothering because it's very demanding. There's no breaks in it. They eat all the things I like. Most of the time, I have to hide my snacks. I have to hide my days off. You know what I'm saying? It's very intense when you have girls. But I wanted to talk about mothering with prayer because you don't have to be the most religious person to understand that another human is not going to have the answers for you. So you spiritually have to dig deep within. And I believe that God is within everyone. And if you don't believe in God, understandable. But I believe God is within everyone. I don't believe that people have to go to a physical building that people call church in order to tighten their relationship with God. I don't think that's necessary. Now, as far as like building community, a lot of people want to go to a place where other people also want to go to be around people who also believe in the same thing and want the same thing. Cool, do that. I'm not a people person, okay? I like to have my one-on-one prayers with God, the person, not the person, but the entity that I feel holds all the cards in life and knows what's going to be, and we are on his trajectory of what's going to happen, right? And I think life is a blessing, and it's not always easy, it's not always wonderful, it's not always enjoyable, it's not always peaceful. But for me as a mother, what helps me through it is prayer. Mothering is a gift that many don't get. You were chosen to be a mother. Even if you adopted, you were chosen to be that child's parent, that child's mom. And your child loves you for it. Might give you a hard time, might talk back, might not do what you say the first time or the second time or the third time, but they love you for it. Okay? They see what you do, they see the effort that you put in. They get feel comforted by your voice, comforted by your presence. And I say that because I still feel comforted by my mom's presence. When my mom is in my home, I feel like nothing can go wrong. When my mom is near me, I feel safe. When my mom is at home with my kids, I don't worry. You know what I'm saying? It's that. And my mom is in her 70s and I am in my late 30s, and it's still that for me and has always been that for me. And so I say that to say being a mother is important. But what's more important than being a mother is being a mom who has a deeper faith than what a human can do. And you got to be willing to pray in the good, the bad, and the unsure. And that is why today I am talking about mothering with prayer. And all of the reasons why I pray, and all of the things that I think about that can only most of the time be answered through prayer. Sometimes my issues are not about money. Sometimes my issues are not about rent. Sometimes my issues are not about bills. Sometimes my issues are not about work, not about relationships, not about the girl's behavior. Sometimes my issues are that I need to be reassured by my decisions. I need to be reassured that I am on the right path. So I might pray for guidance. Most moms pray for guidance. Most moms pray for protection. Even though I do adore my Smith & Wesson, I do adore a good bat, I do adore a good machete in the house. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my Caribbean parents. But I pray for protection. I pray for protection in the choices I make. I pray for protection when my kids get on that school bus. I pray for protection when I drop them off. I pray for protection that they're safe in that school that until they get home. I pray for protection for my nephews and my brother that might pick them up from school, and that they drive safe and they get back safe and they get to work safe. I pray for their other parent to make the best decision so they can stick around and be there for them later on. I pray over my mother. You know what I'm saying? I pray over this home. I pray over things I'm putting in place. I pray for just appreciation for what it is now. Just because what it is now is not all that it can be, all that it will be, but you gotta pray for that gratitude for now. Stay grateful, okay? I pray for courage to ask for help. You know what I'm saying? I pray for good health for myself. I pray for good health for my kids. But I also put in the work to maintain good health. I don't wanna wake up early and drop these kids off and go to the gym and come back and work. I don't want to do that, but I do that because that's going to help me be healthy. That's going to help me stick around. That's going to help me be a better mother, a better woman, a better aunt, a better sister. And a lot of times I feel like people get in this mindset that I'm just pray about it. But prayer is nothing without work. Okay, I believe that God rewards people that put in the work for themselves, and that little inch that you need in order to complete your vision and your thoughts and the things that you want, he puts in that effort to lock it in. But if you're not doing the work and you're just praying about it and you're just asking and you're begging and you back with the same thing and you back with the same thing, but he's not seeing you put in your best effort, why would he reward that? So you can't say that you want better health, but you're eating like crap. You can't say you want better health, but you won't put down the alcohol. You can't say you want better health, but you won't stop smoking. You can't say you want better health, but you won't get up and get active. Okay? If you saw your grandmother have these illnesses, and you saw your mom have the same illnesses, and you saw your dad have this illness, and you maintain those same habits they had, are you surprised about where you're headed? You can't be. Some moms pray for a better living situation. You know what I'm saying? For the longest time, for many years, I prayed for that. And now I'm in a space where I am in a better living situation. It's peaceful here. It's quiet here. They have a backyard. They have space. They're safe. I feel safe. You know what I'm saying? So keep praying for that because it's coming. Keep putting in the work because it's coming. Keep planning because it's coming. Stay consistent because it's coming. Some people are in a position right now praying for a better job, but that doesn't mean don't go to the current one. That doesn't mean don't do your best in the current one. Still put in that work. But be intentional about your effort. Spend at least an hour looking for jobs. Tightening up that resume. Maybe adding to your skills. Like, you can ask and ask and ask and ask and ask for a better job. But if you're not putting in the work behind it in order to make those opportunities come to light, then can you be surprised? You can't. Some moms are praying for peace during the struggle. And a lot of times, doing what you deem is right and having patience and still not seeing the fruit of your effort. It's hard to not become bitter about what God isn't doing fast enough. It's hard to not become bitter about what God is not doing in the way that you think it should be done. But it is not up to you. It is not up to you. And I say this too. Bad things happen to good people all the time.
Hey, this is Glow for Conversations with Glow Podcast. Thank you for checking out this episode. You can also check out Conversations with Glow Podcast on all the platforms that you listen to your podcast on. Now, let's get back into the show.
It doesn't say that they shouldn't have been good. They should have just did what they wanted to do. But the reality is bad things happen to good people all the time. Good things happen to bad people. For example, sometimes it doesn't matter how good you are. Sometimes it doesn't matter about this quote-unquote justice system. It's not going to catch you. But I believe what you put out is what you eventually get back. So be mindful of that. Some moms pray for strength. And that's strength to deal with kids who have hyperactivity or behavior issues or special needs. Like, a lot of times I look at parents who have a child with special needs and they need help. You know what I'm saying? They need help. Help from people who understand that child with special needs. A lot of mothers cannot handle their child with special needs by themselves, especially when they become teenagers. Like, when I see those videos, it's very hard for me to watch because I'm just like, girl, you cannot manage them anymore. You need help. You need other hands. You know, a lot of women, a lot of mothers pray for building a better relationship with their dads. And I understand that because it is very hard. It is very hard to not know when a father is going to get better. Not know when a father is going to step up. Like, even now, you know, Anya's, almost 13. And it's still rolling the dice when she asks her dad for something. To see if he has or if he's going to send it or if he's going to keep his word. And a lot of times I do things for her because he told her he would and he didn't. And I have a child whose father tells her that he's going to do something and he doesn't, and she sees that. And so a lot of times I'm picking up where Anya's dad slacks at on top of what I'm already doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, this whole thing with her wanting a new laptop. She needed a laptop in July. I told him in June that she needed a laptop. And he told her he would get it in July. Never happened. School started in August. She still didn't have it. When she has certain assignments, she uses my MacBook. I don't want her on my computer. You know what I'm saying? Told her he would get it for Christmas. Didn't get it. Told her he was going to get it after Christmas. Didn't get it. And I just got to a point where I'm just like, I'm going to just get it. Because she needs it. She's at an age where she should have certain things like that. And she's not a bad kid. Is she hard-headed? Yes. She gets that from my mom. Skip me. She gets it from my mom. But she's a great kid. Very smart, very witty. Gets great grades. Made the dean's list. I'm very proud of her. She deserves it. And she's at an age where, yes, she does need a phone, but it's kind of like, on top of me making sure she has what she needs every day, taking her to school every day, paying for things is kind of like, what? All right. Put this on the dresser. Come over here. Get your own blanket. But on top of the things that like I have to do, I have to pick up the things that her dad is not doing also, and I have to do them, and it's not fair, but it's just what it is. And you know, I prayed through that, not to be mad or salty about that, you know what I'm saying? It's not her fault, but that's something that I prayed through. I pray for a way to make it despite the odds of something better happening. So I pray through that. So there's all these different prayers that moms do. And if you read your Bible, I think Psalms is a great book in the Bible that helps people work through things. So Psalms 139 is good. Psalms 109 is good. Psalms 35 is good. But there's other books in the Bible, if you do read your Bible, that you can look at. And if you don't have a Bible, you can Google and look. I choose to be a mom every day. It's not something that's like automatic. It's not something that's innate in a lot of women. Every woman is not affectionate automatically. So we have an unbreakable bond with our children that we give birth to, but I'm never afraid or threatened by what people do, or how close people might get with my kids to see, for me to feel like, oh, you know, they're taking my place. Nobody can take my place. Like, you could be as nice as you want to my kids. Like, I'm never bothered by that. I know who I am. I know that I gave birth to them. I know that I made sure all of these things, you know what I'm saying? But if you need to, you could pray for faith in moments when you don't have it. And yes, there has been plenty of moments where I did not have it. And just believing in that and being sure of that, it takes the worry off. I would say the most annoying thing about being a mom is this constant worry that this is not going to happen, or that is not going to happen, or what if this happens, or what if I don't get back in time, or this, that. And it's like, if you want to help yourself, you have to get to a point where you have enough faith that worry does not exist. And it's not to be cocky, but it's to be mindful that you just don't have space for this. So if any of those things that you are worrying about, there's a prayer for it. And a lot of people feel like a prayer has to sound a certain way. A prayer does not have to sound a certain way. That prayer is between you and what you spiritually believe in. It could be a regular conversation. You could talk to them however you want to talk to them. Okay? That's between you and your creator, you and your God, whatever you believe in. But we can't always look outside of ourselves to other humans who are dealing with different things for answers. Sometimes you do have to pray about it. And that is how I'm mothering with prayer. Thank you so much for checking out Culture One Podcast. Hope you guys have a great week.
Who is the mama? Who is the one? Who got them things in the house? Who do the things in the house? Who do them things? Who do the things? Who pay the rent? My mama. My mama. Who pay the house? My mama. My mama. Hey, that's my mama. mama? Who paid for the food, mama? Who paid for the food, mama? Who made...
Ooh, loving the conversation, Shan. Man, I appreciate you for putting this together and always being supportive to everyone's voice. Who am I? Y'all don't know who I am. I'm Drake, B. Drake with Everything Culture, the podcast for all cultures, the podcast with a purpose. And Shan knows that we have been doing this for 7 years now. Pod fam, love to support, love what we're doing. With Everything Culture, we talk about different cultures, backgrounds, traditions, social norms, and we do so by bringing guests on the show to get to know them on a personal level and learn a bit more about their lived, learned, and professional experience. And then we bring them back on the show with other individuals with shared experiences, with different perspectives, and have conversations about certain topics. If you ever want to check us out, holler at us. We're on anywhere you can type in Everything Culture. There's no I, it's an A. Get back to the conversation. We love it. Peace.
Hey, the kids and take everything they did to make them live. That's your mama. Your mama. That's your mama. Your mama. Mama's the one who made you. Mama the one who cares. Mama who's one wins fair and square. That's my mama. What? That's my mama. Yeah. Yeah. Hit a high note. Hit a high note. That's my mama. That's my mama. She ain't do bad things. When it happen, and it means. Ooh. Ooh. She do everything to care. Make get them present fair and square. She always do everything for you. And if you vex her too much, you gon' hit her high note. Like it's a fine note.
I love you.